It's time for the Christian Light School Program with Jerry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.
Good afternoon. This is Sherry from Christian Light School in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I've been in Haiti for 18 and a half years, and it's been the most wonderful time of my life. I would have to say I have no regrets. I was a teacher in Jacksonville, Florida, and the Lord told me to stop teaching and go to Haiti. It didn't make any sense. I really had a wonderful job. I taught science and computer in an elementary school. I had them in the science lab and the computer lab. No tests, no textbooks, no problems. Everybody loved me, and the Lord said, quit your job and go to Haiti. Did that make any sense? Well, it did to the Lord, and I'm so glad that I did. So I've been there now over 18 years. We're starting our 19th year, and I have no regrets. I love it. I think it's just the greatest thing ever. It's not easy. It can be very difficult. Life in Haiti can be a challenge. But the people are so wonderful. I love the people. God puts a love for us with the people that He wants us to serve. And wherever the Lord puts you, He makes you content to be there and content to be doing whatever it is that He has given you to do. It may not be easy to do, but it's the best thing to do. Our goal with Christian Light School in Haiti is to raise up Christian leaders for the country of Haiti. We want our students to stay in Haiti and to make a change. It may take years to do this. We are not growing daisies. You can grow daisies in a short time, and daisies are beautiful. But we want to grow oak trees. We want to see solid, strong Christians with the tools to be able to go out and help their people. If they have the best education, they will become the leaders. And if they have Jesus in their hearts, they will love other people. You cannot love Jesus and not love other people. So we want to raise up leaders. We need to give them the best education and the best Bible teaching that we can. We start with little children, teaching them about Jesus with the big picture cards, and the teacher can read the story and then teach it in Creole so that the little ones understand it, and they learn very young that Jesus loves them. Our little 3- and 4-year-olds, I love to hear them singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, because it's true, and Jesus does love them, and they need to know that. In the Haitian society, the main religion is voodoo. They may say that they are Catholic or Protestant, but they also are voodoo. And we cannot have any other religions along with the Lord God Almighty. So we want to teach them that what the Bible says is true, that Jesus loves them, and that God the Father loves them. And then if we can give them the very best education possible, they will become leaders. In Haiti, only about 65% of children start kindergarten. And then of those, only maybe 2/3 of those get to go on to past 6th grade. Only about 20% actually do high school. And of those, maybe 2% get to go to university. So if we can have university students who are Christians, they will make a difference. They are going to change wherever they're at. Christians are salt and light. And wherever salt and light are, they change things. And they change it for the better. So we want to raise up strong Christian leaders for the country of Haiti so that they can go out and make a difference in their country. We we are working in a country that's extremely poor. In Haiti, we need to have our children come to school. The very first thing we do in the morning is give them breakfast, because sometimes they have not eaten since the day before. If the family does not have enough food for everybody, then those who have not eaten at all will eat supper, and those who have had a good lunch may not get supper. So we do breakfast and supper. Breakfast is very important. Almost none of our children have had anything to eat when they come to school in the morning. And the Haitians have a saying that says, sac vide pas campe. That means an empty sack will not stand up. It won't. And so we try to give them a good, solid breakfast that will hold them over, and then we do a very, very good lunch so that they are strong and healthy. We give our children vitamins, not just the regular Flintstone vitamins. We use Vinevites, which are designed for third world children. They're stronger than what Americans would give to their children. They have iron and more vitamins, stronger vitamins, because these children need it. What they're eating at home may not be very much. It may be only beans and rice or only cornmeal many times. And so when they eat in school, we're trying to make sure that they get some fruit and vegetables and protein to go along with the beans. I know there's protein in beans, but we do use meat, and we try to give them other things, fish and chicken or goat meat. Very rarely beef. Beef is hard to get in Haiti. But we use mostly chicken or goat, and we have fish twice a week. It's very, very good for them and builds them up strong and healthy. They are able to learn. They learn about Jesus. They learn their Bible. They learn things that are going to carry them through. The influence at home may be voodoo. And so we do not argue with the voodoo people. We just simply go about doing good and teaching the Word of God and believing that the truth will set them free, because the Word of God is truth. Jesus said he is truth, and we know that the truth will overcome the false teaching that they may be getting other places, and that they will follow Jesus. We have some wonderful young Christians who have already graduated and are trying to do good things to help other people. We've had a few students come into the school that I thought, wow, God put these students here. These are amazing children. Two of them, probably three, are so intellectually gifted. We had one little boy tested, and he just tested amazing high. And then they said, well, the test wasn't even valid to test him. He was so intelligent. And if we did not take him in school, he would not have gone to school. We have another young man. He's one of the ones who has gone to the United States. And he has a 4.0 average at Auburn University, graduating as the most outstanding student in his department, not just his class, his department, with his 4.0 average and all that he does. Where would this boy have been if we did not have him in Christian Light School? His mother had tried to put him in a school, and after 3 years, he knew some of his letters, some of his colors, and some of his numbers. But if you held up four fingers, he didn't know how many it was. We try to have a really, really good school. This young man was intellectually gifted, and yet had nowhere to really do well. We want to challenge our students. They read in French, English, and Creole, and read their Bibles. They have Bible study every day. The simple little children's song, read your Bible, pray every day. We want to actually do that. And if we follow what these little children's songs teach us, we will do well serving the Lord. Because if we read our Bible and pray every day, as the little song tells them, then they will do well. they can go out and make a difference. And it may be 20 years from now. And 20 years from now, I may be sitting up on a cloud watching from up above. But I believe that they are going to do great and mighty things in the country of Haiti, that they will be the leaders of that country. Our children start coming to school when they are 3. We start working with them when they are newborns. Because when a mother has the baby, we want to make sure that that baby stays healthy. Haitian babies are born healthy. They have good intelligence. They have good ability. But if they become malnourished as a toddler, they lose that. They can lose so much because your brain is developing up through childhood. And when they learn languages and get good nutrition as young children, they can do so many more things. Babies are made to learn. And a baby's play is their time of learning. They're listening all the time, whether they seem to be or not. They're hearing, and they know what is going on. They are able to learn languages better than adults. And they do not have an accent. They get a different part in their brain to learn each language when they learn it as a small child. So we start with 3-year-olds, and we feed the babies at home because babies don't bring themselves to a program. We have to go to them. We have workers who are so faithful to do this, and I am so thankful for these workers. There's one young man. His name is Jean-Eli, and Jean-Eli is just so faithful to those babies. He will go down after work to check on a child, to give a message to a mother if a child was sick. He will go back again later and check on them and come back and report to us if that child needs something. He does the very best he can, and this is his ministry. He himself was not able to finish school. He got to 6th grade, and then he had to quit and go to work to try to help feed the rest of the family. So now he works with us. And he has put his sister through school. Oh, he celebrated when his sister graduated from school. And she could not have done that if he had not sacrificed his own future to take care of her. He has no parents, and so he is responsible for the younger brothers and sisters. And now he has this ministry, and this is his ministry, going down every day, 5 days a week. He feeds those babies. He knows who they are. He knows which ones have medical problems, and he reports it to us. He takes care of them. He knows their parents. He knows when the family has a problem. And it's his ministry to take care of babies. This is what God has given him. This young man was not able to finish school, but he has a ministry because he loves Jesus. He also came to me in July, and he said, I have to ride a tap-tap. A tap-tap's a pickup truck that has benches in the back, and you ride, it's public transportation. And when you want off, you tap-tap. Well, he has an hour ride tap-tap to and from work. And he came to me last summer, and he said, Miss Sherry, do you have anything that would help me to share the gospel with the people on the tap-tap while I'm riding back and forth to work? Well, I had some tracts that were in Creole. They had pictures in them, and it told us the story about a man and having to, when he faced death, is he going to heaven or not? And so we sat down and we studied these. I studied these tracts with our cooks and our cleaning people. And we spent an entire week just reading this and reading it again and reading it again because some of them don't read very well. And they were able to take these out, and they have led people to accept Jesus. So Jean-Eli takes these, and he sits on the tap-tap with this hour ride coming to work and going home many times with the same people. And he shares Jesus, and this has just been a guide for him to do that. They love Jesus, and they are trying to serve him in whatever ways that they can, with whatever God has given them. One of our other ladies does not read, but she took some of those. She took 10, and she went and sat with 10 different neighbors, and they read through the tract together. She had memorized the parts that were hard to read for her, and she went through that with them and invited them to her church when they were having a revival. And 8 of those people accepted Jesus. These people want to share Jesus. They want to go out. And we need to be able to help them do that. So we are trying to get more of these tracts to help them. There's not very many in Creole, but we can find some. And these were ones that had pictures in them. And pictures make such a difference when you can't read and write. You can understand the picture. Pictures are a universal language. And so this is something that our people are using to share the gospel and to try to talk to other people about Jesus. I'm only one person, but we have 67 on staff. If they're going out and sharing Jesus, and I'm helping them, then what can they do? Not all of them will do that, but most of them do. They want to go out and talk to people about Jesus. And I'm trying to help them do what God is giving them to do. And for John Ali, his ministry is in two parts. It's sharing Jesus on the tap-tap when he rides back and forth to work, and then taking care of those babies. He loves those babies. He himself is not married yet. He's 30 years old, and he is engaged. But he loves these children, and that is the key to just sharing the love of Jesus that God has given him to take care of these little children and do what God has told him to do. He makes sure that they have vitamins. We use the liquid vitamins for babies. And then as soon as the babies have teeth, they are automatically in our feeding program before they have a chance to become malnourished. We know that when they nurse with mama, they're going to be strong and healthy and get a good, very good food source. The mother might become malnourished, but the baby will be strong. God has made the mother where the baby is taken care of. And so we try to help the mother also. But the baby is healthy until they are weaned. And so we want to make sure that the baby is in our feed program before they are weaned. Then they come up to the school, and at the school, they get 2 meals a day. They get vitamins, and we try to give them the best education in the country. We try to teach them in both French and English. They also learn to read and write in Creole. It's hard to find very many books in Creole, which is their heart language. The national language is French, and they must learn French if they are ever going to be in government or a doctor or a lawyer or anybody like that. They must learn French. We try to teach them in both French and English up through 6th grade. And then in high school, we emphasize the French. These are Haitian children. These are not American children. These are Haitian children. We do the Abeka all the way through their elementary school years because they learn so much more. They learn about China and India and other countries. They learn more in the science books. The Haitian book may be small, and the Abeka book 4 times as big, so they will learn more. And the American books have color pictures. The Haitian books do not yet have color pictures. They have improved a lot since when I first went there, but they still do not have as many pictures and things like that. So the students learn a lot more. And they learn in every lesson in the science book, every chapter starts out with a verse from the Bible telling them that God created the heavens and the earth and that God loves them and that God made molecules and God made people in different countries. The science and social studies and math books all teach the Word of God. They are getting it in every lesson. We also use the Haitian system, and it is so much greatly improved. It's doing much better, but we want them to get both systems. In the Haitian system, this will prepare them to live in the Haitian culture and to be able to succeed in Haiti, doing whatever it is that God wants them to do, and to be able to go out as pastors, evangelists, doctors, attorneys. It's our dream that these children maybe someday might even become the mayor of the area where they live, or a senator in the government, or possibly even a president. Wouldn't it be amazing if some child from a family who has nobody in the family ever went to school before, and this child grows up healthy and strong with a good education and becomes president of the country with Jesus in his heart? That's my dream for Haiti. And I believe that it's what the Lord wants. He loves those people, and he wants them to know about Jesus. He wants them to all to be well fed. He wants them to be healthy and have good health care. There are so many things that we can be thankful for in the United States that the Haitians do not have. I've experienced both health care systems, and the Americans just have no idea how blessed they are to have the modern health care that they do. Many parts of the Haitian health care system are 50 years behind because they simply don't have the equipment to do the modern surgeries. And yet God loves those people too. And so I really believe that these students are going to be able to make a difference in their country, that they are going to be able to change things in the future. We invite people to come down to Haiti and see what we are doing. We have visitors' rooms where you can stay. You get bunk beds or single beds in the rooms. And so we do have a good place for you. We have ocean breezes because from your bedrooms, although the ocean is about 2 miles away, you can see it, and we get good breezes coming through. We have running water in the rooms. We pump water up on the roof when we have electricity, and then when the city electricity goes off, it is gravity-fed from the tanks on the roof. So we do have running water most of the time, and we have electricity in the rooms because we have inverter systems so that our guest bedrooms, when the city electricity goes off during the evening, we turn on the inverters, and we can give our visitors fans and lights and running water. We use Culligan water so that you are drinking pure water that we know will not make anybody sick. We have wonderful cooks who cook wonderful meals and are very, very careful about the food. Knowing that Americans are more sensitive to the foods, they are very, very careful. They buy their meats and things in modern grocery stores so that we know that everything started out clean. And these cooks have been trained to cook for Americans so that everything is good and people are able to do well on everything that we have. What could you do if you came to Haiti? What would you be able to do? There are so many different things that Americans could do. You could teach Bible studies. Maybe you could teach even a pastor's conference. You could do ladies' Bible studies. You could teach ladies to crochet or to knit. What if you taught some of my older students a skill where they could make something that they could sell, even a souvenir type thing? If they could learn how to make something, and then after they graduate from us, they could use that to help pay their way through a Haitian university. There are so many things you could do. We still need repairs in the school. We need plumbers and electricians and carpenters to come in and help us. We need people who could teach in our classrooms and help our teachers. We need teachers who could come in and teach our teachers. Our teachers came out of a system where it's rote memory. They memorize the books. They know it's not the best system. They have seen that people from other countries come in and seem to have more knowledge and more ability to reason things out. And so they know that there's a better system, but they don't know how to do it. And so they are open to learning how to teach more comprehension skills and how to do things. We need somebody who maybe could just do experiments with our science teachers, and somebody who could do more work with maps and reading maps with our social studies teachers, because they may not have had very much themselves, but they're doing the best that they can. We need people who could come in and teach the teachers how to read to the children, because parents in Haiti don't read to their children. And yet they have seen this done, and they know that it's good. They may be a little bit afraid they'll get a library book and there'll be words in it that they don't know. And so somebody coming in and helping them with that is so important. Somebody coming in and teaching our teachers how to be better teachers. Have you ever considered bringing a group to Haiti? You could stay at the school, and you could register that with me, Sherry Fossey. You could email me at sherry@christianlighthaiti.org, and I could get you all set up on it. You could teach nutrition to parents, how to use the things that they have, child development, communicable diseases. We have a dental unit, so we invite you to come and be a part of Christian Light Haiti in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. It's not very far. It's a couple hours travel to get there from the United States, not far at all. And you come in and you could be instantly doing things, helping in our children's home, helping with our teachers. And our students and teachers speak English, so you can talk to anybody that's there and actually communicate with them and develop a relationship with them. So if you're interested in bringing a group, and what would that do to your people? We have seen churches changed by groups being brought into Haiti. And that group goes back to their church on fire for Jesus. They're out of their comfort zone. They're out not watching TV. They may get the scores for the football game, but they're not sitting watching TV. They're actually doing the work of God and hearing from God. God has their attention. So we invite you to come and visit. You can contact us on Facebook at Sherry Fossey, SHERRIEFAUSEY.
You've been listening to the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.